Cari fratelli e sorelle.
Pope Benedict XVI's Angelus was a lesson in the history of the Feast of the Assumption. Speaking from the balcony of the papal summer residence in Castel Gandolfo, he said at the heart of the vacation the Latins called Feriae Augusti, or the August Festival, the Church remembers the Assumption of Mary, body and soul, to heaven.
Nella Bibbia,
then drawing from the Bible, he spoke of the last reference to Mary's earthly existence in the Acts of the Apostles, and successively the double tradition from Jerusalem and Ephesus of her dormition in God, the event which precedes her passage from earth to heaven, and which has been part of the faith of the Church down through the centuries. This conviction, underlined the Pope, was crowned by the dogmatic definition of the Assumption pronounced by Pius XII in 1950.
Come insegna il Concilio Vaticano II.
As the Second Vatican Council teaches us, continued Pope Benedict, the Blessed Virgin is part of the mystery of Christ and the Church. From heaven, she continues to watch over us, her children, particularly in our hours of need, just as Christ bid her from the cross.
Penso in questo momento specialmente alla singolare cittadella mondiale della vita e della speranza che è Lourdes.
Then, looking ahead, Pope Benedict spoke of the global citadel of life and hope, of Lourdes, where in 1 month's time he will travel to mark the 150th anniversary of the Marian apparitions to Saint Bernadette.
Chiediamo a Maria di farci questo dono della sua fede.
Pope Benedict's day began, however, with the celebration of morning mass together with parishioners of St. Thomas's Church in Castel Gandolfo. There, during his homily, Pope Benedict spoke of the Feast of the Assumption as an opportunity for us to turn our gaze towards heaven and realize that it is not an abstract ideal but a concrete reality. He told the congregation that Our Lady's rising to the Father, flesh and blood, leaves the door of heaven open for all those who want to enter God's kingdom.
Quella fede nella quale sentiamo intimamente che la nostra vita non è risucchiata dal passato.
Returning to one of his favorite themes, faith and reason, Pope Benedict repeated that reason alone cannot help us understand this concept. He continued that only a solid and simple faith can save man from a life lived in the past and help him grow towards the future. With our gaze fixed on heaven, he said, we see our life laid out before us, leading towards the fullness of joy and peace, which is not the end, but a new world.
Mentre ci accompagni nella fatica del nostro vivere e morire quotidiano.
Concluding, the Holy Father invited those gathered in the tiny Roman church to live and die with the Beatitudes as our guiding compass. And faced with the sad spectacle of so many false pleasures, pain and anguish in today's world, learn from Mary to be witnesses of hope and consolation.